Thanks, everybody. I'm Melissa Overmeyer, C, and I just wanted to, we're going to eat really soon, and I would get to say the blessing, and they asked that I would just give you a really brief, I think, history of Georgetown Women's Bible City. So it's going to be a one sentence. It started 23 years ago, comma, and look how we've grown. And if you want more, we can talk later. But I do want to tell you something kind of funny that happened. So I was at this Walking with Purpose, which is this Catholic women's scripture study program that we started. They had this big conference, and I wasn't exactly sure what I was supposed to do. I wasn't on the agenda, and they wanted me to come up and just say the blessing before the meal. But I didn't hear that correctly. All I heard was somebody, I was out in the hallway because I had had a concussion that was too loud, and somebody said, you're supposed to get up there and give a blessing. Well, to be quite honest with you, it didn't occur to me it was about the food. And I was like, oh, okay. And some women had just come up and they had started some new chapters. So I just stood up there and I was just thanking God for these chapters that had started, and I was blessing each chapter. I was blessing the women, and I was just blessing and blessing and blessing. And then I stopped, and everybody was looking at me like I had completely lost my mind. And the food never did get blessed. But anyway, so now I promise you, I'm just going to bless the food, all right? And but I do bless each one of you, and I'm so glad you're here, and we're so glad Dave's here. And God is good, isn't he? Isn't he? And when we spend time with God, I think I love what he said. You know, Christ only did what he saw the Father doing, right? But we have to spend time with God to hear our shepherd's voice and to find out what God is doing so we know what to do. So I'm glad that today is a day that we can sort of cocoon with him and find out what God is up to and reflect and think and see what he will move in our hearts to do. So thank you so much, Dave. So in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, we just thank you so much for being here, for being a part of our lives. You say where two or three are gathered, you're in our midst. So Holy Spirit, thank you for coming. Thank you for teaching us. I pray that you will open our minds, our hearts, our ears to new things. If some things that Dave has said is new, I pray that we would be open to new things and that we could go out in love, because people can hear what we have to say if we have a firm foundation of love that's been established and built. So may all that we do every day be done in love. And then when something comes up, it'll be something that someone can receive to hear from us if there's correction that needs to be made, because we have established a pattern of love in their life, and they know that what we're saying is done out of love and can be received in love. So Lord, help us be like you. Help us be loving in all that we do. And that would pave the way to anything else that you would have us to speak into someone's life. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a God that provides generously. And we thank that you've provided for us this year, for this place, and this food. And as we intake it, may it bring us strength and vigor that we can go out and love a hurting world, and that we can do what we see the Father doing. We thank you, Lord, that you are a great and loving God. So bless us now as we eat this food and our conversation. We ask all of this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks, ladies. God bless you.